Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 205.
He's a sexy bear, he's gotta know it. If he doesn't, I would like to show him. He's got gorgeous eyes and a great big smile. He is worth the walk of a thousand miles. Wouldn't notice me in a crowded scene. Oh Lord, I beg you please, I'm down on my knees. He's got a passion that burns like the sun in the sky. Warmth on my face makes me feel so alive. The sound of voice is enough to make me melt. And his big old heart can really be felt. Did he notice me in this crowd of sing? Oh Lord, I beg you please, I'm down on my knees. I'm down on my knees. I'm down on my knees. I'm down on my knees.
That was Swin Dunbar with his song Down on My Knees. He's actually the guest artist for the show, so you can check more of his music at myspace.com/SwinDunbar. Okay, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Well, this is the Mother's Day special, or Mother's Day episode. And like I said, we're going to have Swin Dunbar, an interview while he was on tour with Bearpalooza in Raleigh. I actually called him when he was in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we're going to have a special guest after that. Also, another very special to me, of course. But before that, some weekend updates. Iron Man. Have you guys seen Iron Man, guys? Yeah, I've seen it twice already. And it was great. It's good that I had to see it twice. Okay. So, yeah, I did that last week. And just a reminder, you have to watch until the end of the show for you Marvel fanboys. Okay, so last weekend I went with the Asians and friends to the zoo. We actually checked out the zoo to see some monkeys, bears, and jaguars. No jaguars, but cheetahs. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We didn't stay that long over there, probably just an hour. We got bored and we just had to go. So I just went home after that adventure. And Sunday, I went to a friend's party. It's actually my friend Ted, who just became the president of Asians and Friends. He threw a party, just a cocktail party. So that's the first time I, you know, I got to try a White Russian. Actually, it's pretty cool. Got to try. Got really drunk afterwards. Okay, so some birthday shout-outs. Micro Auto E from San Antonio, happy birthday. And also our very own Ray. Yeah, Ray, the co-host of the show. It's his birthday today on the 12th, so if you guys have a chance, send him an email, ray@bearpodcast.com. Bombard him some emails because it is his birthday. Okay, so this coming weekend, we're going to be busy. We're going to have Bear Watch. And we will be broadcasting on Friday at 3 p.m. Central Time. So if you guys are online that day, probably you guys are at work or something. I don't know. It's kind of an odd time to broadcast. But that's the only time we could find. Because Saturday, we're going to be very booked with a lot of stuff to do. We're going to be filming at the beach, you know. So we're going to do a lot of podcasting from there. But we can only broadcast on Friday during registration. So if you get the chance, go to bearpodcast.com, the very front of your of the website, and yeah, mark your calendars. Stay tuned for that. It's again, it's Friday, 3 p.m. Central Time. So just go to bearpodcast.com on the front page, and you can even join the chat room. All right, let's get on with the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and we have a special guest in this show, fresh from Bearpalooza. Here's Swin Dunbar. Hey, Swin.
Hi, Nard, how you doing?
Oh, great. How are you over there? Ecstatic?
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've got such a mix of emotions right now, it's not even funny. I'm going through... this is the last day of the tour, and I joined up with them in the middle of it, and it's been this has been the best time of my life, and I've never done anything like this before, and I've just had an awesome time, and I'm really sad that it's going to be ending here in just a few hours.
Yeah, and
but I'm happy and I'm sad and everything in between.
Oh, I kind of expect you're going to be crying tonight after the show and everything when everything's done. because that would happen to Bearpalooza. I remember last year, you know, people, you know, kind of teary-eyed. It's all over. You know, they love working together, and then now it's all over for the season.
Actually, I've already been doing not sure of that before, and
okay.
And so I'm trying to calm down before the show because I've been sort of on an emotional roller coaster at the moment, and but, you know. I'm sure by the time I get on stage, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you join them? At what point?
I joined them. I met up with them for the Baltimore show at Creative Alliance up there in Baltimore, Maryland. And then from there, I went on down to D.C. with them as well. And then I decided to stick around and join them up in Philly. I wasn't on stage in Philly with them, but I did a lot of help, you know, helping set up and and whatever they needed, because, you know, just to help out where I could. And then I came back, then we came back down yesterday, and everybody stayed at my house last night. So I was sitting like 10 people in my small three-bedroom house.
That must be crazy.
It's been great, but you
but
know
it's
what?
Great,
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. And I saw some pictures and videos already online. Michael West already posted them. And do you particularly like playing guitar shirtless?
Do I play shirtless? There's a funny story behind that one. We were back behind setting up for DC at Remington.
You lost a dare
and,
or something?
There wasn't a dare. You know, Michael was saying, you should go out there without your shirt on. I said, no. And I said, only if it's taken off me. And sure enough, him and someone else, I can't remember who the second person was, They were wrestling me to get my shirt off, and they wouldn't give it back to me. And so I said, okay, fine, I'll go out like this, and I did.
Awesome.
Actually, it was kind of neat, you know, that we did it that way. And I actually felt really comfortable doing it, which was weird to me. But
there you go.
Yeah.
You've always been playing guitar. I mean, when was the first time you ever played guitar? When you were a kid or what? Or just later?
I started playing guitar basically when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the church, and
that's always the best place to learn.
Yeah, more or less. You know, anyway, I grew up playing in a folk group at a Catholic church, and that's where I first started playing guitar, and that's sort of kind of what stuck with me through the years. And then, you know, when I was old enough and went to college, I went to a community college for music.
Oh, you got serious. All right. Okay.
Yeah, but that was actually for vocal, not guitar. I never took my guitar much further than learning chords, really.
Mm-hmm.
And but after college, I didn't know what to do, and for one reason or another, I didn't do really much musically for many, many years. And then I went to a Barapalooza in 2005,
as
an audience member. You know, I wasn't going there to perform, and it inspired me to get back into it, and I didn't have guitar at that time, so I had to go out and buy guitar. For about a year I had to practice and ended up starting writing my own material, and from there it's just kind of I hooked back up with Michael West last fall, and he asked me if I wanted to do Barapalooza, try and host Barapalooza Raleigh, and I said sure. And then it ended up me being able to actually, you know, tour with them on the last part of the tour, and I've just had a wonderful time and a blast, and it's been a wonderful experience for me.
Yeah, and you got to hang out with Glenn also. Was Glenn there too? You're eating lunch right now?
Well, Future Villain Band was there. Met up with Glenn and Stuart and I forgot the
Patrick.
Other one's name. He's gonna kill me.
Patrick.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
yeah,
that's awesome.
They were great. Yeah. They were all great, and you know,
and actually in this show I'm going to play Down on My Knees.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a very intriguing title, Down on My Knees. Okay, tell the audience about it. What's Down on My Knees all about?
Well, down on my knees. That was actually it was written for a friend of mine's birthday. When I was first getting back into music, I didn't know what to do, and I was also sort of semi unemployed. And so instead of buying birthday gifts, I actually write songs for their birthdays.
Oh, okay.
And Down on My Knees was written for a guy named Ed. He's written for a guy named Ed, who used to live in Durham, North Carolina. He has now moved to Canada. I met his partner. His partner's Canadian, and he migrated north. And, but anyway, he's this really cute, hot, daddy bearish type guy, you know, has reddish hair and gray in it, and
nice.
really cute. And he was a really good friend of mine. I thought, you know, I'm going to write this about him, and this is what I'm going to think for his birthday.
Definitely.
And then that's what I did, and it was just a fun song to write, because you know, I just didn't want to do a typical happy birthday song, because I'd already done that twice with two other friends of ours, you know. And I was like, you know, this is a fun thing. This was just Ed, so that's what came out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Give your friends a gift of song. Yeah, it really put a lot of thought in it, I guess.
Yeah, well, not only did I give them the gift of music, but I gave them the gift of music that was specifically for them.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's right. Are you working on an album right now?
Unfortunately, I am not. I would love to start doing something, you know, that's more produced and more professionally sounding. But I've been doing this just for fun, and I really don't have the funds to do anything elaborate or anything like that. But if I get the opportunity, believe me, I will do something. I've been thinking about maybe doing some sort of EP of about four or five songs, and then just see what happens with that.
Do you have a studio at home, a computer or a Mac or a PC?
Yeah, I have a little home studio, which I use an M-Audio piece of equipment. It's just a M-Audio 410, a Firewire 410,
mm-hmm.
and which is basically has two inputs, or four inputs, but only two that I can use at any given time.
I think I have one of those. M-Audio.
Yeah, that I hook up. Yeah, and I hook up to my computer, and that's how I record my tracks through, and I use Cubase for my recording software.
I see. You're pretty technical yourself. You play around. You're a Windows user, aren't you?
I am a Windows user. I have not delved into the Mac world.
Oh. Yeah, you'll like it. I think if you do ever decide to get a Mac. Okay, so right now, usually you're doing a lot of acoustic right now. Do you plan to expand into electronica, or having keyboards, or having drums, or probably get a full band yourself?
Well, it's funny that you should say that. For this particular show, this is the first time Jay Freeman's going to do a couple songs with me playing the jamma, and just, you know, to get some drum rhythm in there. And we were practicing before the before we came to lunch. And it's going to sound really great. And so now I want to try to get some people together who can, you know, maybe play keyboard for me, maybe put some drum tracks in there. You know, whatever I can use.
Toshio can help you that with that. Is Toshio there, Tosh?
Tosh is not here in Raleigh, but Tosh was in Philadelphia with us.
Ah, okay. And he's fact, great. He's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fabulous as ever. You know, got had his hair spiked all up. And,
yeah, he does wear his hair that way last time I saw him.
Yeah.
Any future performances you're going to do? Probably local. Do you do that? Do you sometimes do that?
Well, I don't have anything scheduled in the near future. I think I'll be performing with Bearpalooza again for Nashville, and then again down in Florida. That's all later this year.
Awesome. Oh, that's right. You Sawmill? You plan to go to
yeah.
Sawmill? I think I'm going. I think I want to go.
That would be great. Then I could get to meet you in person.
Yeah, and I'll be filming there if ever, and you do a video podcast from there. It'll be awesome. It'll be fun. We'll meet you at last. And
yeah.
I remember when we were doing episode 200, we were looking at your pictures. You were working out. Oh, my God. That's when we were. Yeah, I remember that. So we'll get to see you there. Yeah. And I do hope so, if time permits. Okay. So you're doing that music. And let's talk about you're doing a podcast right now, aren't you?
Well, I started just before this doing a podcast. We call it the Bearpalooza Podcast. And mm-hmm. Michael West and Freddie Freeman asked me if I wanted to kind of host it. And I said, well, I really don't know what I'm doing, but sure, why not? And just been kind of having fun with that as we go along. I recorded some of the Philadelphia show on my computer. And I'm also going to be recording on my computer, you know, live the show from Raleigh. And so I'm going to use that in one of the upcoming Bearpalooza podcasts, and maybe even tell a few of the little behind the scenes stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely. And all throughout the year, who's going to be involved in it? Because that's what's good about Bearpalooza. They're very welcoming, and the whoever artists are available or who Bear identified artists
yeah,
who
well,
like to play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Freddie Freeman has been very welcoming, and so has Michael West. You know, they been great to me and just made me feel really a part of the Bearpalooza family, and I'm just so grateful, you know, to have that opportunity to perform with them and just get to know them better instead of just from the audience side. Now I'm on the other end of it, being a performer, so those two guys have just been great.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's awesome that
everybody else as well.
Yeah, that you guys got together. There's a lot there. Philadelphia and Raleigh, that's the last night tonight. Actually, people out there listening, today is the last day. Today is May 11th. It's the last day of Bearpalooza, and the people are, oh my God, it's going to be overwhelming there once you guys finish your concert tonight. That'd be awesome. Are you guys going to get drunk or anything afterwards?
You know, I don't know. That's a good possibility. I've got plenty of beer in the refrigerator to do that.
Okay. You're a beer drinker. Are you more of a beer drinker or a cocktail drinker or?
I'm more of a beer. I usually drink Michelob Light.
Oh, okay. I know a couple of friends who always like, they like Ultralight, but like my friend Gary and Andrew, they like Ultralight. But Michelob Light, okay. Low carbs. That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. You're back to the podcast. You're working with Jeff from Cubs Out Loud. That one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jeff Anderson, Cubs Out Loud. He's doing a fabulous job. You know, and we're actually recording through Skype, and Jeff does all the editing for me, and it's been really, you know, great helping us out on that. Mm-hmm. Cubs Out Loud is just awesome. I mean, your show and their show. It was you guys who. I started because of you guys, and Don't Ask, Don't Tell, DADT,
mm-hmm.
I've actually started listening more to the podcast than I have either satellite radio or terrestrial radio, because you guys just do a fabulous job at it, you know.
Yeah, we like, talking about, you know, Bear artists. It's good to have like you and Freddie, and they've had them in the show before, and I'll try to feature more people from Bearpalooza. I'm still planning to have Naked on. And did you get to see Naked?
Yeah. I did. Actually, I performed with them in Baltimore and D.C.
Yeah.
And God, I can't remember his name. I met Sin, that, who's, you know, one half of Neck and Anna's partner. Mm-hmm. The only reason why I remember Sin's name is because my name is Swin, mm-hmm. and it's very rare that I hear someone whose name is even close to sounding similar to mine.
Yeah.
and, you know, it's like every time we would hear our names, we'd be like, which one do you want, Swin or Sin? Who are you trying to talk to?
Sin or Swin? W yeah. or no W? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of partners, you mentioned, are you partnered right now?
I am. I'm partnered to a wonderful guy by the name of David. We've been together 9 years. Next year we'll be celebrating our 10-year anniversary in February.
Awesome. Next year. Okay. Wow. That is awesome. You guys are 9 years. That's a long time. Very long. And, well, my partner and I will be 6 years this July. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. I guess, you guys are going to get ready. Actually, your lunch is waiting for you by now, isn't it?
It is. It's probably at my table by now, but that's okay. I enjoy talking to you.
Yeah. Awesome. So, how can people check out your music, Swin?
Well, right now, you know, you can, you know, hear some rough recordings at my MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Swin Dunbar. That's spelled SWINDUNBAR.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, check it out. We'll put the links on the website. All you guys out there listening, check out Swin's music.
Thank you very much, Nard.
Okay, so say hi to the guys again, and I hope you guys, break a string or break a leg tonight.
Okay. We'll talk to you later, Nard.
Okay, take care. All right.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, Mommy. It's Maynard.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mommy? Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
So, how are you, Mommy? Did you sleep well today?
I'm fine.
You're fine? Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, you're in the show right now. And what are you planning for today for Mother's Day? Are you going to the casino or play bingo or what?
No, I first have to go to bus.
You go to church, okay.
To church at 8 o'clock until 9, then come back, have my breakfast, go out.
Oh, okay.
And then we have not settled anything.
Oh, you're going to relax for the day.
Relax.
Are you? There's no soap operas right now. You need to catch up on, like
no,
Bold and the Beautiful. No.
No.
No. Oh, you're done. You already watched them. Okay. Did you play bingo last week?
No, last Friday. Yes.
Last Friday, did you win?
I won once.
You won
with
once?
With somebody.
Oh, no. That sucks. Yeah, I don't like, you know, I remember, when was it? Sometime October last year when I visited you, we played bingo. I actually went with you to play bingo. But that was fun. It was fun. And I seem to be the youngest there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was the youngest.
Non-senior there.
Anyway, I did tell you that Mike and I are going to Manila in August, right?
Yes,
and we're looking forward to it. Actually, Mike is trying to learn how to speak in Tagalog.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he's learning how to
speak. You will learn fast because he's interested.
Oh, yeah, because he's interested. Yeah, that's how you learn a language. If you're interested, you will learn. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything you want me to get you there, like balut or banana ketchup or what?
No. And everybody is trying to send through you the tea that you want.
You want the tea. You want me to get the tea. Okay. Okay. That's for the diabetic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for the diabetics. Tea, okay.
So what do you plan to do?
When we're there, I don't know, we're just probably Oh, go to where, of course, go to the house where I grew up in Marikina, and then go to probably in school where I was in high school, and maybe I'll take him to UST, to college, to where I went to college to, and meet some friends, meet Albert, Gary, all the high school friends. Barkada, may barkada. Yes, everyone listening there, barkada is the posse, your friends, and your group of friends, your friends you hang out with. So
yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Well, so mommy, what are you going to go for lunch today after church? Are you going to cook or something?
Maybe, or Kuya and I would go out. I don't know.
Okay.
We're not planning that.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you enjoy your day. This is your day, Mom. So, happy Mother's Day again.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I love you, Mom, and I'll call you tonight, okay?
Love you too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
I've got the mic.
Okay, thanks. I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was interesting to have my mom in the show. She's actually in the Bay Area right now in California, so that's why I had to call her up on Mother's Day. Okay, let's get on with the bear events, guys. Northeast Urzaman Bear Migration 16. Wow, 16 years. Or 16 events. Okay, that's going to be on May 23rd in Gibson, Pennsylvania. Every year, a group of brave and hardy bears set off from their homes and trek into the endless mountains of Pennsylvania, to a place where their most primal urges can be unleashed. Yes, the annual trek begins on Friday, May 23rd, and ends on May 26th. This year we'll be having a few surprises. Wonder what. We will be at a private, members-only campground for adult gay men, and clothing is optional. Remember, anything can happen in the woods. So go to ne-ursamen.org for more info. Next event is Bears in the Desert 2008, May 29 in Palm Springs, California. Come and frolic in the sun in Palm Springs at Bears in the Desert 2008. Food, fun, pool parties are our famous and fabulous bear feast. Our popular bear dance and more, Thursday, May 29 through Sunday, June 1st. See our website at bearsinthedesert.com. Right next is Foreplay 2008 in Leather Bear Fetish Block Party. Yeah, it's in Asbury Park, New Jersey on May 31st. I didn't know things happened there in Asbury Park. Okay, Foreplay 2008 is a great way to kick off LGBTI Pride Month, and especially a great way to get into the kinky spirit of Jersey Pride Weekend. And proceeds from the block party benefit Jersey Pride Incorporated, the producers of the New Jersey LGBTI Pride celebration each year on the first Sunday of June. Check out jerseypride.org for more info on Jersey Pride events, or visit njforeplay.com for more info about the Foreplay Block Party. All right, next event is Leather and Fur in Hartford, Connecticut, May 31st. Leather and Fur, two great tastes that taste great together. Okay. Join the Northeast Urzaman and the Hartford Eagle for a great leather bear party. Enter the hairiest back contest. Watch the live BDSM demonstrations. Interesting. Meet some of the hottest, hairiest men around. And they have a 50-50 drawing. I don't know what that means. Okay. Oh yeah, it's a raffle. Proceeds go to the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective. So for more info, go to same website, ne-ursamen.org. Alright, so we're going to wrap up this show. Thank you everyone for listening. And don't forget about the raffle. Let me check out the raffle again. I keep forgetting the details about the raffle. Okay, we have... the raffle for the Project Big. Yeah, Project Big raffle. It's, what do you call this? You must be at least 18 years old, and your entry should include the following: full name, and of course, your full name won't be used in the show, and top or bottom, you have to specify that, and city and state, you have to say that. Okay, so what is it? You get a chance to win Project Big Double XL shirt, or a Project Big Double XL shorts. So it's going to be top and bottom. So send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com with those info. I mean, raffle, oh, you put in the subject, Project Big, top, or if you're going to be doing the bottom, Project Big, bottom. Okay, so, and then you have to write an essay, a 200-word essay about why you're the best top in the world or something like that. So go to the front page. We'll put the link on the website. I'll put the links on the details of the raffle. Okay, so the deadline is June 15th. So send your emails to raffle@bearpodcast.com with subject Project Big, top or bottom. Okay. What else? I guess that's it. Just remember, on Friday, May 16th. Yeah, don't forget, we're gonna be there. We're gonna have another raffle very soon. Probably would announce it next week. So because it's gonna be a hectic week this week, because of Bear Watch and stuff. So if you have comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com, or you can go to the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. Also, you can call the voicemail line at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. And please do leave a voice message and tell us what you think. Subscribe via iTunes and dig us on dig.com. And what else? Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Which reminds me, there's going to be an iPhone, I think, next month. Rumors have been, you know, saying that it's going to be coming out next month. It's going to be a 3G iPhone, and I hope I could get one. Yeah, I've been saving up for it, and I hope it comes out. Everybody's got an iPhone, so might as well, okay? So, yeah, watch out for us. Bear Watch, don't forget, Friday. Friday, May 16th at 3 p.m. Go to bearpodcast.com front page and join us and watch us at the registration table. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.